With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi guys, welcome back to Almost Famous. This is part two of my fascinating interview with actor Paul Dannan. Please keep listening, enjoy, don't forget to rate us, leave a comment and subscribe to the podcast. Thanks so much and hope you enjoy it. I think a lot of what you've been saying really is in the same realm as how the press, and not just the tabloid press, but also the kind of television entertainment shows, anyone will take advantage of people to in terms of, you know, mistakes they make or their personality traits or really anything to either sell a paper or get ratings on their shows. And that links to what's been happening in the last few years in terms of not just what happened to Caroline, of course, but also other contestants on Love Island specifically who have committed suicide. And you've actually said before, you've been quoted as saying that you shouldn't have been allowed to appear on reality TV because, in your words, you clearly weren't well. I wonder if you feel, in hindsight, television channels and production companies should have done far more to basically stop you from appearing on shows like that, and then also whether really anything has improved now in terms of psychiatrists helping and stopping people from being cast.
Thing is, you know, people like myself, like that, you know, because back then with Celebrity Love Island, I didn't even know I was an addict. I didn't know anything. All I knew is that I was just, you know, a bit off the wall, a little bit crazy, a little bit different, a little bit kind of like, you know, entertaining. And you give me a few drinks, and you know, I'm gonna say stuff and do stuff that is TV gold. People are just, you know, it's just like, wow, like no one's usually doing stuff like that. And I kind of like got off from it in a way, but also I didn't even know what I was doing. It wasn't planned. Like I'd, you know, and that's what made good TV. But the fact is, you could be exploited, and like people like, you know, Big Brother, they're known, or they're perfect. The casting, they're so clever, because it seems like 90% of the people they hire, the celebrities, are addicts or alcoholics.
That can't be coincidence, though, can it, mate? It can't be, surely. They must know that going. What I'm saying is the production companies must know that and not care, is what I'm saying, which is, of course, appalling.
I know. Yeah, it is. So back in the day, so you get a psychiatrist evaluation, and, you know, he was so lovely and just so very... like, not to blame him, but it was so quick. It was just like 5 minutes. All right, ask me a few questions. Da, 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 da. And I actually, at the time, was on antidepressants. So he said, yeah, that's no problem. What about drinking drugs? I said, yeah, I'll do a bit of this, do a bit of that. He was like, yeah, you'll be fine. And he passed me. Now, I wasn't in a really depressive state, or I wasn't in a bad way. I wasn't using that much, but I was still... you know, susceptible to possibly being quite ill if I drank too much. I was on my way to becoming a full-blown addict, but I wasn't quite there yet. And I think the thing is, I probably shouldn't have been allowed to either not go on, because I think it would be right to have had me on. But maybe to not give, after seeing a few of the episodes of me being there, say, for a week or so, evaluate that and still work with the contestants, work with me, and call me in to the diary room or the hut or whatever, and say, listen, Paul, right, no more drinking for you, mate, because I don't think it's going to do you any favours for yourself, for your career, whatever. And I probably would have gone, oh, don't be stupid, come on, come on. And they went, no, we've made a decision. But they didn't do that. What they did do is give me more. And they fed more alcohol. They fed more, you know, situations where there'd be more girls. They brought in a Playboy fucking model from America for me. You know, it was like, that's addiction. Let's give Paul what he really wants. That's going to make him absolutely do the most greatest things on TV. Yeah. You know, and they homed in on it rather than thought, whoa, This is not good. He's fighting. He's paranoid. He's flirting too much. He's swearing it or arguing too much. That is not good for his mental health, because when he sees that back, or his family are watching, it's ruining people.
Yeah.
And they carried on doing it to others, you know. And then they found that's the way reality TV made a good splash, got viewing figures. So they wanted that to be done more, because they knew where they could get them, put them in a situation where there'd be, you know, girls, or there'd be fights, because this one's fighting over that girl, and you can't have, you know, two people fancy or three people, you know, whatever it may be. Let's give them more alcohol. Let's see how it unfolds.
Yeah, you seem to, that's a really good point, actually, because that series of the original Celebrity Love Island does seem to be a bit of a precursor for what came later, in terms of, like you said, upping the ante to try and make things happen. So one show that particularly came to mind when you were talking about that is Geordie Shore, where, you know, a perfect example of they literally make sure there's a party every night so they can get drunk and then have fights and stuff like that.
That's what they're wishing for. That's what they want. That's what they know is going to happen. It's pretty much fact. So they've got all the ingredients.
Yeah. And just going back to what you said then, and just playing devil's advocate a little bit, how do you think you would have reacted if, let's say, that psychological evaluation you had, the 5-minute one before you went on the show, had been a lot longer, as it undoubtedly should have been, and gone into a lot more depth about your mental health and your using and your drinking and what have you? How do you think you'd have reacted if they'd said, okay, as a result of these answers and us having done a full psychological evaluation, we're not going to allow you to be on this show?
Yeah, I would have been upset. I would have been like, come on, I can prove to you I'm okay. And I would have tried everything, you know. But I would have accepted it, I suppose, but I would have had to. But I think, you know what I believe is that, give someone a chance. If they come across okay, and it is only like an antidepressant, but you know, even that, you're on antidepressants, well, why? Never looked into it. They never asked me why. They never asked questions. It was more, oh, they might have just one or two, but they never really understood, well, hold on a minute, he's on that's a big fucking deal.
The reason they didn't ask, Paul, is because they didn't want to know the answer, because if they know the answer, then they're then culpable, you know, for what may happen in future. So, you know, if they don't ask the questions, they can't get in trouble for it.
Yeah, yeah. But what I was going to say is the main thing for all of these shows is aftercare. You need to have aftercare for at least a year. A therapist once a week for a year afterwards, because all these people, look at all the people that commit suicide, it's been afterwards. It's been because suddenly they're famous, really famous. Now, I was talking about that Michael Jackson type fame. What about the people that have never even been famous before they go on the show? Like Love Island is not Celebrity Love Island, it's just Love Island. So these are normal folk that come in and they've got nothing, and then suddenly they've got everything in a minute. And it's too much too soon. And it's too much too young. And it's like, no one's telling you how to handle it, the fame, the girls, the drink, the sex, the money, the drugs, the and then the loss. Then suddenly, oh, it's the new batch. So once the new batch come in, you're old hat. You know, no one gives a fuck about you anymore. We're all about the Kim, the Kem and the Chris now. And then once Kem and Chris is done, we're on to the next lot. We're on to the, you know, and it's like, just like a machine, a factory, you know, and you're just, and it's so bad that the aftercare needs to be solid. It needs to be, you know, weekly, and maybe it needs to be, you know, group with the group, group therapy or whatever, you know, because you know, it's so important to be able to help people to handle that amount of fame that fast. Those followers, you know, they do those paid posts and this, that, yeah, and the other, and you know, it's just like, it's a lot of money and a lot of fame, and it's all, and then it's a lot of rejection afterwards as well.
Yeah, and it's also quick and so transient. That actually leads me really nicely to a question I wanted to ask as well, based on what you said, which is, obviously, you know, you've been incredibly open about everything you've been through, and a lot of it sounds unbelievably negative and difficult for you and appalling. I am intrigued, though, to know how you kind of tally that up alongside, obviously, similar to what you just talked about with the people coming out of Love Island now. When you came out of Celebrity Love Island and had that level of fame for whatever period of time that was, at that point, I guess you were probably earning substantial sums of money and having that high level of fame that must have been quite intoxicating. Are there ways that you can look back at that and say, yes, of course, it led to these terrible things, but also, you know, I had some times that I wouldn't change? Or is it, do you just see it all as a negative?
No, I don't see any of it as a negative. Well, only what I did to myself, but you know, no, I really don't see it as a negative. I see a lot of it as positive. I see a lot of it as fun and good times, and times in my life I'll never get back again, because I'm, you know, I'm an old boy now, I'm 40, so you know, I was 25, 23, 19 in Hollyoaks, you know, and they're the best times of my life. But you know, the truth is, I just wish someone would have helped me a little bit more, yeah, to steer me in the right direction and gave me a little heads up that maybe, you know, I needed to look at my using and drinking. Like, you know, they all knew that we were all out partying, doing a few lines here and there and this, that and the other. But when you notice someone actually falling down, you know, there was no one there to help me or pick me up, or that, and there was no one there to warn me about that. There was no one there to tell me about the invasion of the press and the way they were going to, you know, write horrible things. I was part of the Levinson inquiry, where they tapped my phone and my address, my calls, and recorded stuff, and you know, tapped my parents' phone. You know, it was just really, you know, really a break of privacy. And disgusting.
Yeah, appalling. And I've been totally surprised when interviewing people for this podcast, just how many of you guys suffered at the hands of the News of the World and the other tabloids in terms of phone hacking and stuff. It genuinely affected people's relationships and trust for their family and in relationships. I mean, can you give examples of how that what happened with you in those kind of scenarios?
I think they wrote a story about like, you know, like, how would they have known, I don't know, when I had a situation with a girl that I went out with and lived in LA, and they wrote stories about me and her. They wrote stories, you know, literally the day after I had an overdose, and I was all over the Daily Star. The Daily Star were camped outside my house. You know, I know that they weren't the Levinson inquiry, but it all comes from the News of the World. I'm sure that, you know, and they must have heard a phone call, because they were tapped in, that I was in hospital or whatever. And, you know, just stuff like that that really didn't need to, you know, I mean, come on. There's not much more closer to death than that.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
And then they're just, you know, writing about it because they need to sell their newspaper and ruining me. And the same with the, you know, with the Christmas lights thing. I think, you know, that was handled really badly by the press. They didn't understand how much that could have affected me. I don't think they really cared. But, you know, I'm really good friends with the editor of Showbiz, Stuart Pink, at The Sun. Mm-hmm. And he's really good now, like, and with writing about people that have mental health and addiction and stuff, or like suffering. He now doesn't write about, like, if there's stories, he won't do it. And that's amazing, because that's the showbiz of the Sun.
Yeah.
He's a lot more careful and a lot more considerate. And I love that. And I think more journalists need to be like that. But the Daily Star aren't like that. They still, like, I did an interview. I interviewed Sean Williamson last week. And they ruined him. And it was just because they're getting stories from my podcast for free. And they're just listening to the podcast. And then they're writing stories. But this Sean Williamson thing, man, everything they wrote was not in... or the whole beginning bit of what they wrote was not in quotation. So they just made up this whole angle. And then when they did his quotes, which was obviously what he said, it was so different to what the angle was and what the actual headline was.
Yeah.
And the picture that they used of him just in his pants. And all he said was, is that when someone asked for a selfie and it's a girl, that sometimes the boyfriend can get a little bit, you know, narky about it, and you know, I don't know, like it might want to beat you up. I think he might have said in a really passing comment.
Sure.
And then they write, they do this whole big thing of, like, Sean Williamson thinks he's, you know, the biggest stud ever, and guys want to fight him because he gets so many girls swarming him for selfies and autographs or whatever, and then the guys will want to fight him. And it was just so out of, you know, I don't know. I just think that's really unfair. The guy's got a wife, you know, he's got family. They're talking about 20 years ago. And, well, he still gets it now, obviously. People are asking for for a photo. But he never said that. He never did, you know, and I just think...
No, to be honest, mate, do you know what we've had similar? We had Matt Richardson on here, who's a comedian and used to present The Extra Factor with Caroline Flack. He waxed lyrically about working with Caroline Flack, what an amazing mentor she was to him, how brilliant she was, and literally only talked about what it was like working with her and what he found in terms of how the press would treat her differently, even though they were doing exactly the same job, and they would go for her and not go for him and stuff like that. And yet when it came, they listened to the podcast as well. And then when it came to it, they take things out of context on purpose. They use kind of headlines that aren't what they said, weren't what Matt said. And it's really bad, but it is good to hear from you that your mate at The Sun is trying to do things differently. What I really hope is that, you know, he doesn't get pressure from above him in terms of keeping his job to try and do things differently.
You are spot on, because at the moment they're really worried there, because they have to be careful, because there is possibility of people losing their jobs because of the pandemic, and because there's no content, because it's all, they're desperate for stories. So that's why they're listening to our podcasts. That's why they're nicking stuff for free. And you know, the worst thing about it is some papers are not even saying they told, you know, Almost Famous, or they told Paul and Ann the morning after.
They try not in fact, yeah.
They're just saying, oh yeah, that spoke to the Star, spoke to the Sun. No, they fucking didn't. Yeah. They didn't speak to any of you guys because they don't want to. They spoke to us because they, and the reason they come on our shows is so they can be honest and talk about their things, but not for it to be twisted.
Yeah, and not just in kind of single line sound bites, but actually tell the whole stories. Do you know what, Paul? When that happens, as annoying as this is, and because it's happened to me, you actually have to get in contact through Twitter or Instagram, whatever, with the individual journalist and say, can you please credit where this came from, because otherwise it gets spun in a different way. Paul, this has been amazing chat. I just want to I'm going to lighten the tone a little bit before we finish. I've read so much brilliant stuff about you and you know, how you went about your famous lifestyle in my research to this. I wanted to basically do a quick fire things that I've heard on your podcast or read about you, and you tell us whether they're true or not, because some of these are so brilliant. Okay,
can I ask you, do you like my podcast?
Yes, mate. I think, do you know what's so brilliant about it is not only how honest you are and how you out of anyone I've spoken to, not only from this kind of hour chat we've had, but also from listening to your podcast and reading up and stuff, you are so, you know, I usually ask a question of my guests, which is how close to the real you is the persona you give out in the public eye? But you are the most real person out of everyone I've interviewed. You are just exactly, you know, exactly how you know, I sometimes ask, what's the difference between the almost famous Paul Dunant as in the person before you're famous and the famous Paul Dunant? There's so clearly no difference at all, which is really, really impressive. And that's why it makes for a really great podcast. And what I'm really jealous of with your podcast as well is just the amount that you create, which is so impressive, because doing this stuff daily, you know, it puts me to shame, mate. So no, I'm really impressed.
You know what? It was a really hard thing to keep up. But we made a pact that while everyone was in isolation and in a situation, we would deliver. And we've thank God, still we've never missed a day. So yeah, the pressure's on, but it's great. It's helping me as much as it helps others. So I really appreciate you saying that.
Brilliant, mate. Okay, so I'm going to go through these six things. Let us know if they're true or false. Number one, you turned up to a date with Melanie Sykes late because you were so nervous you crashed your car.
True, but I wasn't so nervous. I just was late. So I was, yeah, I drove a bit too fast, crashed my car. The guy in front got taken in an ambulance and I got in a black cab and went to Mel.
And she wasn't best pleased.
Well, she was just annoyed because she'd reserved a table at a restaurant that we missed. But brilliant. We ended up just staying in. And I think she was on the phone to Paul Gascoigne at the time, which was quite funny.
Wow. But
yeah, she was quite matey with him. But yeah, it was great. It was, you know, it was a good day, but it could have been a hell of a lot better.
Okay, you asked Cameron Diaz to marry you and had a personalised bag made for her.
Very true, yes. I met her at Coachella. I got on my knees and I asked her to marry me, but she was with Jared Leto at the time.
How do you have the balls to do that, Paul? That's what I want to know.
She probably would have said yes. She said, oh man. And I don't know. I just thought that I might not ever see her again, and this is my chance. And you know, so I just had to do it. And my friend makes some amazing bags. So because of my manager Mark, he knew her manager, and he made sure that it got to her. And she did. She received it and she loved it.
Brilliant. You said to Madonna at a Versace party, you still look so fit.
Nah, true. It's false.
Ugh, damn those tabloid bastards. You turned up for a date with Emma Bunton at a party and she ended up dropping you off at a petrol station.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's true. Yeah. I really didn't expect that, you know. Like, we were in this limo after this Versace party and Danny Bear, a friend of hers, was in the car, and I thought that it was weird that Danny was in the car, but anyway, I was thinking we were going to drop her off somewhere, and then suddenly Emma was like, okay Paul, thanks, and they pulled into this petrol station in the middle of nowhere. I didn't know where the fuck I was, and she was like, okay, I'll speak to you soon then, and I was like, oh my god. Anyway, Yeah. Oh, and I went all the way down from Liverpool to see her because I was filming Hollyoaks at the time. So I was, it was a pretty, it was a hard one. But anyway.
Okay. And final one, you were known as the extras whore during your time on Hollyoaks as you'd sleep with so many of them on your lunch break.
I don't know. I did say that, didn't I? The extras whore. I think I was a bit too... I was known as the guy that liked to chat to the extras, yeah.
Paul, I wanted to ask you a little bit about your relationship with the hilarious Paul Danan official Instagram account. Am I right in thinking that you now have a part of that, even though it was started independently?
Yeah, I mean, it was started independently for the first one or two posts.
Yeah.
I then got in contact with them via private message to say, hi guys, really like what you're doing, but like, you know, what's going on? And they were like, oh my god, we can't believe it's you, we're really sorry, it was just a joke and we'll take it down. And I was like, no, actually, leave it up, let's do this together.
Brilliant.
But I said, there are rules, and the rules are never go below the belt, always stay funny and stack, but it's completely ludicrous stories.
Yeah,
like, it's all parody. None of it's true. But now we're actually writing my autobiography.
Oh, amazing. Brilliant. For anyone listening who hasn't been on it, it's Paul. Yeah, it's Paul_Danan_official. They've got nearly 100,000 followers and it is hilarious. It's basically pictures of stuff from the 90s, like outside clubs and premieres and stuff like that, with like hilarious copy written underneath. To be honest, mate, I'm really pleased that you did get in touch with them, because I think you should have a good cut of what of any money they make out of that. Just before we go, mate, I've just got a few questions where if you can just give kind of the first answer that comes into your head. I ask these of all of our guests, okay? So first one, what's the most embarrassing thing that's happened to you because of fame?
Probably the Christmas lights.
Yeah,
swearing at the Preston Christmas lights. But is that because of fame? I don't know.
Arguably, you wouldn't have got that job unless you were famous, I'd say. So yeah, I think so. Okay, what's the best thing about being famous?
The beautiful girls and the money.
And what's the worst thing about being famous?
The beautiful girls and the money.
Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Most famous person in my phone. That's a really good one.
Off the top of your head, Paul?
I'm going to go with Shane Lynch.
Oh, yeah. Boyzone. Love it.
I mean, I've got better than that, but no, I love Shane, yeah.
Okay, and final question. Knowing all that it entails, and with the benefit of hindsight, would you give up fame if you had the chance? So basically, you'd still get your whole life in terms of how much money you've earned, your family, your friends, all the same, but you'd give up ever being kind of spotted in the street and anyone knowing who you were?
No, I wouldn't give it up.
Excellent. Great, honest answer. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Paul. Before we go, is there anything you want to plug? What are you up to at the moment? Obviously the podcast, but anything else you want our audience to go across and find you at?
Oh, that's really kind of you. I just first of all want to say thank you so much for having me. It's been absolutely amazing. You've got such a good podcast here, and I'm really going to be a big supporter. Just Paul Danan, The Morning After. My new film, Time, which was a stage play with Dapper Laughs. And also look out for Paul Danan Official and Me, my autobiography. The title even is hilarious. It's going to be brilliant. So, and just thank you, everyone, for following me and all the support.
Fantastic. Thanks again, mate. Please do press subscribe on Almost Famous, guys. Rate the podcast and leave us a comment too. Find us on Instagram at Almost Famous the podcast and on Twitter at Pod Almost Famous. And until next time, thanks again for listening. Cheers.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.